From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's order temporarily blocking President Trump's ban on travel to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, Mr. Trump on Saturday hurled fresh criticism at the federal judge, saying in a tweet, "The judge's ruling is, in his words, ridiculous," and he vowed to have it overturned. Meantime, at this hour, police are monitoring demonstrators near President Trump's Palm Beach, Florida resort, where he is spending the weekend.
The ban is just counterproductive. It makes the rest of the world hate us, and it is a recruiting tool for ISIS.
It's hard to pick one thing that people are upset about. I feel like our rights are under attack from all angles. It seems like a shock and awe campaign designed to dishearten us, but we're not going to be disheartened. And we feel like Donald Trump does not deserve a vacation here. We don't get a vacation from the attack on our rights, the attack on our liberties, the attack on our lives.
Demonstrations were held in several other U.S. cities, including here in Washington. An official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the country and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran conducted missile and radar exercises Saturday, with drills coming a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for ballistic missile tests it conducted last week. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. was not contemplating raising the number of U.S. troops in the Middle East for the moment to respond to what he called Iran's misbehavior. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A top Pakistani official is suggesting his government would be willing to talk with the Trump administration about freeing Shakil Afridi, the jailed doctor who helped the United States hunt down Osama bin Laden. The official's remarks to a local television station followed reports of renewed pressure on Pakistan to release Afridi since U.S. President Trump assumed office last month. Afridi is hailed as a hero in the United States for helping the CIA obtain the bin Laden family's DNA by organizing a fake immunization campaign that led American forces to raid and kill the fugitive al-Qaeda chief in his hideout, that is, in Pakistan in May of 2011. Sources close to Somalia's presidential candidates tell VOA the venue for next week's presidential election has been moved from the police academy to inside the Mogadishu airport due to concerns on security and possible corruption. The Election Commission chairman confirmed to VOA that the venue has been changed to the Mogadishu airport. The 329 members of the upper and lower houses of parliament will vote for the president on Wednesday. A candidate must get two-thirds of the vote to win outright in the first round, which observers believe is highly unlikely. A just-released UN report charges that thousands of Rohingya children, women, and men have suffered gang rapes, killings, and other acts of cruelty at the hands of Myanmar's police and security forces. The report issued by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights documents testimony from scores of victims who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. A UN human rights investigator describes what she heard from one victim.
Just to give you an example, on the first day, personally, I was almost on the verge of breaking down after just an endless stream of women, because Ilona and me did vast majority of the interviews with women, obviously, for obvious reasons. And, you know, the things they had suffered, mothers who would say, you know, I was raped and my baby was crying and they slit the throat of my baby while I was being raped. I mean, it was horrendous.
A spokesman for the Myanmar government, which was provided an advance copy of the report, told VOA it will conduct its own investigation into the charges. Following widespread demonstrations across Romania, the country's prime minister has called for the repeal of a decree decriminalizing official misconduct. The prime minister said Romania will hold a government cabinet meeting to repeal the decree on Sunday. The decision is in response to thousands of people protesting since the decree was announced on Wednesday. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.